It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. We're going to talk about some of the great events that are getting ready to happen over there in Emery County. He likes to highlight an office. I think this is great to pick out one office in Emery County that maybe are some unsung heroes there. We're going to talk about that for just a moment. And then they just had a commission meeting, so we'll discuss kind of some of the things that went on in that. Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dave.
So first and foremost, let's start off with how are things going over in Emery County right now?
Good. We've had a lot of snow this year, so the moisture's good. The weather's warming up, and so we've got some good plans for this year.
All right, so let's just dive right in. Of course, with the weather getting better, that means it's almost time to start some sign up for some spring sports, and I'm sure they're already going on, aren't they?
You bet. So the rec district is now signing up for youth sports, baseball, swimming. A lot of their different spring sports. So if you want to get on their website or reach out, if you're interested in any spring sports, that would be great to reach out to the rec district.
It's always nice when spring rolls around because that means that baseball's not that far away.
Yep, that's one of my favorites, for sure.
And you can kind of start to feel it a little bit, which is great. So, all right, so you've got that, and then you were saying something about junior entrepreneurs.
Yes. So the Junior Entrepreneurship Program will start in March. That is run by the county's event coordinator, and a really good program to help our youth look at entrepreneurship. Maybe they want to start a business, get their mind flowing and rolling into economic opportunity as they get older. So that will start in March. Those that are interested can go to the Emery County Chamber.com website and get more information on dates and times that their youth can be involved in the Junior Entrepreneurship Program.
And the Junior Entrepreneurship Program, I've talked with, I believe it's Castledale Mayor Danny Van Wagner talks about this all the time, how great it is and how they kind of lead these kids and they come up with their business plan and then they go and then they create their business, they create their product, and then during one of the festivals or something over there, they go out and have a booth and sell. Is this the same program?
Yes. So they have an opportunity, and that leads us into the county fair. So that is going to be July 28th and 29th. So these junior entrepreneurs start in March, look at a product, look at marketing, and then they have an opportunity to have a booth at the fair to sell their goods and wares and bring it to the public. So it's a really, really good opportunity for the youth to see their idea from start to finish and then try to sell their product.
And once again, if they have any questions, they can just reach out to the Emery Business Chamber over there?
Correct.
All right. So something you did the last time you were here, and I think this is great. There are different offices that are, you know, departments, say, that are part of Emery County, and you wanted to highlight some. And I think this is great. Like I said at the beginning, it's kind of the unsung heroes. So who have you chosen to highlight this time?
Yeah, so our recorder's office, it's definitely been busy in there with property purchases, rezoning, and subdivisions and different subdividing properties, and they've just been really busy, and just want to give them a shout out in the recorder's office with the nobody notices what they do and the hard work that they put into the county and making sure that it functions correctly there. So just wanted to give a shout out to the recorder's office.
All right. And then we're going to wrap up with, we just had a commission meeting. So what were some of the things that went on and talked about in the commission meeting?
Yeah, just a couple highlights. So a couple things that we're working on with the AOG as a partner, the Association of Government. We're looking at funding projects at the Green River Food Pantry and the Castledale Food Bank. So improving those properties and buildings so they're able to service the community and be more presentable and clean and nicer that way. Let's see, a couple other things we talked about, and talked about the Emory County Fair. We did approve a contract with the Hypno Hick. He's always a fun one to have at the county fair. And then the last thing to mention would be our Emory County Library needs a new roof, so we will help that get accomplished by putting a new roof on the Emory County Library when the weather gets a little bit better. So just a few highlights from yesterday's commission meeting.
All right. So once again, we've been speaking with Emory County Commissioner Jordan Leonard about some of the goings-on over there. Commissioner, thank you so much for taking the time out and touching base with us, letting everybody know what's going on over there. And we'll be talking to you again in another couple of weeks, okay?
All right. Thanks, Dave. Have a good one.
Thank you. You as well. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.